AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. has made its highest-level contact with Russia since the war started in Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin spoke today with Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu for the first time since a week before the invasion. Spokesman John Kirby gave few details, but says Austin urged an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and emphasize the importance of maintaining communications. Pentagon officials have said for months Moscow's refused to take calls from either Austin or Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley. Sagar Magani at the White House.
WNBA star Brittney Griner had her pretrial detention in Russia extended by a month. Griner has been in custody for nearly 3 months. She was detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. Drug smuggling charges in Russia carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Turkey is responding unfavorably to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. The two countries are near Russia. Pekka Haavisto is Finland's foreign minister.
We need some patience in this type of processes, and it's not happening in one day. This is all what I can say at the moment. Let's take issues step by step.
The lawyer for the New York Attorney General's office says the office is nearing an end to its three-year investigation into former President Donald Trump and his business practices. An off-duty police officer and two other passengers on a regional train in Germany overpowered an Iraq-born man who wounded five people, including the officer, with a knife. A top law enforcement official says the attacker had been investigated for possible Islamic extremism, but the motive for the train attack hasn't been determined. Elon Musk says his plan to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold, raising fresh doubts about whether he'll proceed with the $44 billion deal. This is AP News. Scuba divers completed an unprecedented year-long effort to remove litter from the shores and waters of Lake Tahoe. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Ringed by snow-capped mountains, Lake Tahoe has 72 miles of shoreline. Tahoe Fund CEO Amy Berry says it's hard to find a place as gorgeous.
The size of it, the clarity, I mean, the blue of Lake Tahoe.
But as with many bodies of water, it's had a trash problem.
All right, let's go, team.
Diver Colin West founded Clean Up the Lake to tackle it.
To fight back against plastic and all forms of pollution, both above and below the surface.
Matt Levitt both helped fund the effort and took part.
We pulled 25,000 pounds of trash and debris out of the lake.
He calls that game-changing.
We've undone 40 or 50 years of human impact.
And West says the effort will expand to other lakes in the Sierra Nevadas this summer. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.